thought for today. Regardless of race, creed, or color, we all give the same amount of love. Regardless of race, creed, or color, we all give the same amount of love. Now, everybody knows that's not true. Everybody knows that little children have more love to give than adults will ever be able to give. Little children are just love machines. They just give unconditionally of their love at all times. But you take these Indians, what kind of lovers are they? Are they people who are concerned, sensitive, caring, loving? Or the blacks, are they caring, sensitive, loving people? Or the whites, are they caring, sensitive, loving people? Have you ever seen an insensitive white? Have you ever seen an insensitive yellow person? Have you ever seen an insensitive brown person from Polynesia or wherever, you know? All over the world, people are in the same body. Some have a different tan than others, but they're all in the same body. When you look at a black person's hands, they're white. When you look at a black person's heart, it's white. You look at a white person's heart, and it's white. And I'm not trying to say that white is in, but I'm just trying to say that all of these bodies, except for the farber, the tan, the coloring on the outside, they're all the same. Now you say, well, that's not really true. The blacks are more susceptible to certain diseases than other people are, other races are, and other races are susceptible to things. Well, now, is that true? If you were raised in a certain culture, and your children were raised in that culture, and you were many generations in that culture, would you inherit the gene chromosome development that that culture would create in you? Why is it that the children in Africa, in the third world country there, were not subject to certain diseases? They would drink water out of the stench water, you know, because they had to have water to drink. And they would drink this water from ponds or places that were settled. And the water was putrid, you know. And it didn't give them diseases. And then the medical community comes along and says, oh dear, we must immunize these youngsters from certain things. Well, they immunized them from certain things, and right away, the youngsters picked up all of the illnesses that the ponds had to offer, because the youngsters had an immunity built into them, which allowed them to drink this putrid water and live in harmony. But once this immunity was taken away from them by these pills or injections, they no longer could drink the water with impunity. The immunity was lost, and they began to experience some of those problems. So, you see, we have a tendency to judge on the surface instead of realizing that deep within every being is the same attitude, the same beingness, the same purity, the same wonder, the same magic. And just because a person's been raised by a culture, and because they have learned to take on certain immunities that the culture has brought up within them, and that when we take those immunities away because we want to make their body whole and perfect, and we hurt them, we think that they have a different culture. They have a different bodily makeup. Well, in truth, the bodily makeup of every human being on the face of the earth is as consistently uniform as anything can be. We can discuss why it is not appearing that way, and we can talk many hours, but come to no further conclusion than that this has happened because it is a condition that they have grown up with over centuries, and the mutation has built into the system to take care of these things. But regardless of race, color, creed, we all give the same amount of love. We all have the same amount of love. We all have infinite love within us. I enjoy watching little children who are of various races playing together. They're 1, 2, and 3 years old. They're in the nursery school. And this Islamic boy is playing with this Hebrew boy. He was playing with this Chinese girl and this Japanese boy and what have you. And they all communicate. They all have fun together. They cannot speak each other's language, but they create their own language. They create a language of understanding between them which is harmonious and beautiful. Perhaps this is a language that they spoke before the Tower of Babel. And this is a universal language. Now, many nations have attempted to build up the universal language, a language that would be spoken by everyone everywhere, and none have come up with it, and never will either, because of one simple reason. Every culture likes to keep its own culture. Every culture likes to keep its own historical references that it bases itself on. It gives it a continuity. It gives it a feeling of value. And even if the value would seem to be belittling in other cultures' point of view, they still want to keep it. And this is fine. This is fine. We find many enclaves here in the United States where the Polish community is, where the Jewish community is, where the Black community is, where the German community is, where the Indian community are. All these places, they try to maintain a continuity of oneness between themselves. But in every community, if you go in there, you will find brother and sisterly love. You will find father and mother love as parents and as ones with each other. You will find that if somebody hits somebody else, it hurts. And if someone gently touches someone else, it is love. The same feelings of the body, the same feelings of the outer emotions are consistent in every culture, in every creed, in every race, in every color. It doesn't matter. We are the ones who have brought separation in. The people who are the greatest uniters of the world, the people who are not paid for it, but who unite the world into one wonderful group of people, and they're always at work at it. The people who are the greatest ones to bring about peace on earth are the children. Because the children have nothing against each other. The children have nothing to war against. The children have nothing to be angry about until their parents or their community tells them that certain things are not acceptable. And the things that are not acceptable are that they come over and take our things. We can go over and take their things, but they can't come over and take our things. And you see that inconsistency that comes up, that's not love. That is just manipulation. When love comes in there and you say, hey, that's my house, you took it. Hey, that's my car, you took it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I should not have taken your car. I should not have taken your house. And you don't say to the other person, you shouldn't have taken my things either, because then that just starts another riot. But you just say, I'm sorry. Apologize and be done with it. And you say, well, that's being small. That's letting people walk on you. No. As long as we ever do anything inharmonious, we have to pay a price for the inharmonious things that we do. So when we start to do things harmonious, then we begin to reap the reward of doing things harmonious. Now, how do we do things in a harmonious way? We do things in a harmonious way first by liking ourselves, because when we like ourselves, we wouldn't think of doing something unkind to anyone else. When we like ourselves, we would be loving the world. That's why little children find it so easy. Little children, generally speaking, like themselves. They like themselves because they have been taught this by their family and their friends and their world, and that's beautiful. But they are probably the simplest, most beautiful expressions of love anyone could ever want. And there's no amount of love, there's no dimension to the love. There's only love in its great spread that's available for everybody. Now, how can we prove this to ourselves? Well, do you have mixed blood within you? Are you a Japanese and are you an Englishman? Are you a Swiss and are you a German? Are you a Italian and are you a black? You know, it all depends. See, now I think, oh goodness, you know, this is quite something. But today, the world is going through a metamorphosis. And I think the metamorphosis that we're going through is leading us back to the pre-Tower of Babel days. The pre-Tower of Babel days were because man built this edifice to the sky, to God. God caused everyone to speak the many different languages. At least that's the story the Bible gives us. It's interesting. Why are there all the different languages on earth? Is it because the people come from separated cultures? No, not at all. It's because the people want to be unique. What is the most unique thing about France? It thinks that it has the perfect language and that its language should not be bastardized by any other things coming in. It should not have the word computer in it. It should use some other term, a French term, that would say what the computer is. It should not say disk or chip or all the things that this industry has brought out and the simplicity that the worldwide use of it. They want to give it their own word definition. And this is the type of thing that brings separation. You say, well, that's just nationalism. That's just the love for your nation, a love for it. No, it isn't. It's a non-love for all mankind. We want to be in kinship with all life, starting with human beings, one with all human beings. Then we are also in kinship with all other life. And when we truly are in kinship with all human beings, we will love all human beings. When we are in kinship with all life, we will love all animals, and we will have no desire to eat them. And when we are in kinship with all life, we will love all plants and all minerals, and we'll have no desire to eat them. Yeah, what's there left to eat? Well, when you have unconditional love, you will find that your body doesn't need food anymore. It doesn't need water. Oh, Herb, you're taking us on a way out journey there. Yeah, it's true. And we will spend more time with that soon. But just love and watch the world go round. Just love and you'll realize that regardless of race, creed, or color, we all give the same amount of love, and that's an unlimited amount of love. Put that in your pipe now and smoke it. I love you.